We have a question down here. Yes, sir.
I'm okay to ask this, but are we talking about, in other words, is it worthwhile
or necessary to separate out, in terms of definition, who's a terrorist and who's an insurgent? In other words, you can say they're both motivated by some ideology. If you're looking for some sort of pattern to understand the nature of what this is, are we in fact looking at insurgent strategy and terrorist strategy or ideology? In other words, is there a particular need to sort of define who we're talking about or what kind of causes we're talking about?
Well, I'm very tempted to give you the short answer, which is yes, because I don't want to turn this into a discussion of what is terrorism. So yes. Yes, I mean, there is a need for us to have some form of conceptual clarity. I mean, insurgent movements can use terrorist tactics. The issue then becomes the one of which I think, at what point does a particular movement get designated a terrorist movement? Is it one terrorist incident? Is it several? Is it many? Is it reflected in the ideology? We haven't really thought these issues out. There is an enormous literature on the definition of terrorism, and it's in a very unusual and peculiar way, it's coming full circle now, because we've gone from thinking that a narrower, more precise definition would be more useful in terms of international cooperation, law enforcement, and so on and so forth, judicial issues. But from, I mean, for, let's say, me as an academic engaged in research on terrorism, a broader definition is actually more useful for me. I can't study terrorism in isolation from similar phenomena. It just doesn't make any sense. I need to be able to look at people who describe themselves as insurgents and not terrorists or something else. So to give you a typically academic answer, I think it really depends. But yes, there does need to be conceptual clarity between the two. I think what we're probably talking about overall is anti-state or sub-state political violence. That's probably the most generic label that we can attribute to what we're studying here. Yes, states can engage in terrorist activity. I've always been interested in terrorism from below as opposed to terrorism from above. But that those would be the parameters around which I draw up the lines as far as my own research is concerned.
Mr. Hoffman, did you have any?
Yeah, I think intellectually it's useful to have categorizations. What I've been concerned about in the department is, both in the State Department and DOD lately, is, you know, making many, many neat characterizations and then trying to organize ourselves as such. So you end up with little empires inside Department of Defense that only see one little problem as they've defined it. As Patrick Cronin was discussing today, the more common characteristic that in my research in the character future conflict is more of a convergence of things where both states and non-state actors are using all these as tactics. It's not a nice neat distinction, and having silos of excellence in the Pentagon and the State Department that think they're only going to deal with one element. So you go to the State Department and there's an ambassador for counterterrorism or an office where only deals with that, and then you have to deal with a different office for counterinsurgency. And if you want to deal with phase four operations or crisis management or incident response things, leave the building, go down to Virginia Avenue and go see Ambassador Herb's office. There's some danger to intellectual characterizations too. But so academically and intellectually, I like characterizations. It's the carry through of those into our institutions, and then posturing forces and preparing people with the doctrine, the tactic, the techniques to defeat that adversary when you find them in a battle space. I'm in the business of putting 2,000 people in the field at some point in time and being prepared for that. So intellectually they need to be prepared, but the future I'm seeing is it all coming together.
Subversion may be a more meaningful concept than terrorism, but I think unfortunately terrorism is one of these words and labels that we're pretty much stuck with, so let's at least try to use it consistently.